We are headed to Nashville to talk about Boston College taking on Vanderbilt in the Music City Bowl, kicking off on New Year's Eve. I'm Kevin Sheetram, sitting here with Adam Caparel of NCAA.com. Adam, this is a Vanderbilt team that started the season off pretty hot, really one of the talks of the country, but down the stretch they kind of stumbled.
Yeah, Commodores lost six of their final seven games. You know, big reason offensive line struggles down the stretch. You know, finished 117th in the nation in offense. You know, but give Vanderbilt credit, first time in 26 years, Commodores are in the bowl game. So, you know, one of the nation's longest bowl droughts is finally over with.
And obviously the game before, BC had a matchup in the ACC championship game. It was kind of a surprise for them to get there.
The fact that BC found itself in Tampa playing for an ACC title against Vatek, you know, certainly came as a big surprise. 9-4 this year was not expected out of the Eagles. Jeff Jagodzinski lost a bunch of key players off the team from last year, most notably Matt Ryan. And, you know, for BC to have the season that it had, you know, a lot of credit to the coaching staff and also to some young players stepping up into big roles.
And if the offensive line was kind of a shaky part for Vanderbilt this year, the secondary, the linebackers, they were really one of the more consistent resources they had. Are they going to be able to match up with a BC team that perennially is a really good, a really athletic squad?
Yeah, no, you know, the strength of Vanderbilt comes in the defense and, like you said, the secondary linebacking core. Don McDavis, Eagles quarterback right now, young kid, struggled a little bit against Vatek. He should expect to see a lot of blitzes, some different schemes and different looks out of the Vanderbilt defense to confuse him and pressure him in some situations, you know, force him to throw some balls that he really shouldn't.
Can Vanderbilt score enough points?
I'll put it this way. The Vanderbilt defense needs to give the offense the shortest field possible.
Well, that's the Music City Bowl, again, kicking off on New Year's Eve.